I think what content area teachers want to know is, how is this going to help with my material? The rare words are the ones that are most important for students to get what they need to learn in that content area or in that subject. Those are the ones that are critical to understanding the texts that students are reading, the lectures that teachers are giving, the activities that are happening in the classroom. If we can relate the selection of the words to the concepts that students are learning in those classes, we help teachers understand what's important. I usually recommend that teachers consult their state standards or the Common Core standards on the subject area and any district scope and sequence that exists to help them prioritize the words, because there are likely to be many more words that they think students need to learn or don't know than what can actually be accomplished in the class. They should also look at their various resources, the textbooks and other ancillary materials that they plan to use in the class, to see what the publisher has identified as an important word or that the teacher knows the students don't quite understand yet. If it's a concept or a term that, based on this particular student population, that will cause problems in comprehension, then the teachers need to look for that and not just trust that the publishing company has already found all of the words that will give students difficulty. Teachers know their students best. They need to take some of the background knowledge and the previous lessons that they've covered into consideration when they're selecting the words. I also tell teachers to talk to each other, to consult their colleagues, because I don't think that there's one right way to select the words or one right answer for the list of words that need to be taught. If it were that simple, I think we would have mastered this a long time ago.